It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Coming up, strong reactions from teachers to education reform proposals circulating in the State House.
Tell me how increasing the class size and have a class of 31 young elementary students is actually going to reform and make things better for our kids.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A controversial piece of legislation focused on overhauling public education continues to move through the West Virginia Senate. Lawmakers adopted a motion yesterday to skip the bill's second reference to the Senate Finance Committee and instead bring the bill before the full Senate as the Committee of the Whole. Dave Mistich has more.
Senate Majority Leader Tom Tacubo moved to bypass a second reference to the Finance Committee and bring the bill in front of the entire body, with the full Senate serving as a committee. Democrats, including Minority Leader Roman Prezioso, took issue with the motion.
The spectacle that we're creating here on the floor just doesn't make sense. I would hope that for the integrity of this body and this legislature, if you have any sense of responsibility, that you'll vote this motion down. This is egregious. This is something that I've never seen before. I'd have to go back to the archives to find the last time that this was ever done. I can't even imagine a legislative body doing this.
A motion to send a bill to the Committee of the Whole was last adopted in the Senate in 1961. Before that instance, it was 1917. Republicans in the majority argued that bypassing the Finance Committee and establishing a Committee of the Whole would allow for all the members to digest the bill and question experts on the measure's various components. Here's Senator Craig Blair, who sits on the Education Committee and chairs the Committee on Finance.
It's a good way of doing it. Just because it hasn't been done since 1970 or 1961 or whenever, if it's within our rules, and it's a tool to have better process for making sure all members are educated. And it's a committee. It is not the Senate having deliberations. There's a big, big difference between it. Because as a committee of the whole, 34 members, including our Senate president, will be part of the process.
Tacubo's motion was adopted on a voice vote. The Senate Education Committee approved a draft version of the committee originating bill Friday and then referred the bill to the Finance Committee. Senator Blair had made the motion for the bill to be referenced to his committee. However, a question about the bill's viability in that committee began to surface over the weekend. With a 17-member committee comprised of 10 Republicans and 7 Democrats, 2 votes could have swayed the bill's fate. Senator Bill Hamilton, a Republican, posted Saturday on Facebook that he would vote no on the bill if there were no substantial changes. Senator Kenny Mann, another Republican who is a substitute teacher and former member of the Monroe County Board of Education, also says he plans to vote no on the current version of the bill. In addition, Senator Don Boley was absent Monday, putting even more focus on how the Finance Committee's final vote count might turn out. Now introduced as Senate Bill 451, the measure ties pay raises and funding for the state employee health care system to a long list of provisions that education union leaders oppose, including the establishment of public charter schools, education savings accounts, raising the teacher-pupil ratio for grades 1 through 6, and denying pay during a walkout, among other provisions. The bill also includes a non-severability clause, declaring that any provision of the bill were challenged in court and held invalid, the entire piece of legislation would be null and void. Democratic Senator Mike Wolfel called a point of order on the bill based on the state constitution's single object provision. Here's Senate President Mitch Carmichael ruling on Wolfel's point of order, with Wolfel making a challenge to that ruling.
The senator's point is not within the purview of the Senate or the legislature to address.
Excuse me?
The senator's point as to reference to the Constitution is not in the purview of the Senate or the legislature to address.
I challenge that.
Would
you explain that? Because I've studied Mr. Jefferson's rules. Where else would I raise it? Go over to the Supreme Court on the other side of the building and raise it? You're in charge of the. I challenge the ruling.
A nearly party-line vote sustained Carmichael's ruling, with Senator Kenny Mann being the only Republican to break with his party. The motion to bring the bill in front of the Committee of the Whole came shortly after a coalition of six unions held a news conference to again announce their opposition to the bill. Here's American Federation of Teachers West Virginia President Fred Albert.
We cannot find a West Virginia parent, a West Virginia teacher, a West Virginia service personnel, a West Virginia principal, a county school superintendent who was consulted about this bill. They even admitted in the Senate Education Committee that the West Virginia Board of Education and the West Virginia Department of Education didn't have any meaningful input. West Virginia parents and educators are the real experts, and they have had no input in this radical proposal.
Teachers from all 55 of West Virginia's counties walked off the job for 9 days during the 2018 legislative session over many of the same issues included in this year's bill. Senate President Mitch Carmichael will appoint a chair of the Committee of the Whole to consider Senate Bill 451. A meeting of that committee will be scheduled in the coming days. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.
For more on the education reform bill and all other goings-on at the legislature, visit us online at wvpublic.org. For nightly updates from the Capitol, tune into the legislature today on TV, radio, and online every weeknight at 6 p.m. right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Our assistant news director, Glennis Board, spoke with the founder of the West Virginia United Caucus, Jenny Craig, to see how teachers feel about the proposed education reform bill in the Senate. The caucus is made up of teachers who are members of various education unions. The group formed last year after educators came together during the 10-day walkout.
So talk to me about the omnibus bill. But it is a rapidly changing scenario, but you spoke with your caucus members today, is mm-hmm. that true?
Yeah, so we're in constant communication just to stay organized and to stay informed. And so we've been doing a lot of grassroots organizing and deep organizing around this issue and around others similar to fight for what we feel is right for education and to fight back against what we feel is not right for education, which is this bill.
Tell me what you think about this bill. Tell me more about it.
Okay, so there are so many components of this bill. Everything from a 5% teacher pay raise, which is absolutely needed, a teacher and service personnel pay raise to continue to keep the quality educators that we have in our state. But it groups everything from a 5% pay raise to union busting tactics to provisions that are very, very scary and dangerous for our schools, like charters and privatization and increased class sizes. And what I want to focus on is what this bill doesn't address, increased mental health care in our schools. We know we're facing an opioid crisis. We are fourth highest in the nation in childhood poverty, and we are severely lacking in the number of mental health professionals, school psychologists, counselors, nurses, prevention resource officers in our schools to meet our students' mental health needs. And this so-called education reform bill that packs so many components into it fails to address that. This bill actually raises class sizes at the elementary level, so the most critical level, and first grade through sixth grade, it raises the class cap size from 25, what it is now, to 28. And in third through fifth, there are also provisions that will raise it over three in extraordinary circumstances. So you can have up to 31 students in a class. So tell me how increasing the class size and have a class of 31 young elementary students is actually going to reform and make things better for our kids. But perhaps the most dangerous part of this is the provisions for charters and privatizations. We feel this bill is so bad for public education and for our students that we are willing to say no to this bill altogether, including the 5% pay raise and the additional monies into PEIA. We will not accept a pay raise under the circumstances of this bill, under the provisions that it takes public money away from our students.
Mm-hmm. But let me ask you, I mean, some charter schools function. I mean, some charter schools work. And with West Virginia being so far behind in so many ways, isn't it possible that a charter system in certain places might improve circumstances to like shake things up, to bring something new to the table, new techniques that people, boards of education, perhaps various are just unwilling to take that risk?
That's a really good question. That's a really fair question. That's a question that we're asked. And the problem with that, that thinking, that understanding is a bit flawed because it assumes that the problem with education is within the classrooms and the teachers themselves. And so what we know is across the board and a vast and overwhelming data across, and you can look no further than Ohio and the disaster that they've had in the charter schools. Arizona, around 90, I think, charter schools closed just this year, sending an influx of students back to public schools without the funding to actually teach them. That's why the teachers in Los Angeles went on strike. The biggest thing was what charters have done and gutted, you know, their schools of public money. And so what we instead should be focusing on is increasing the services that we do have for the students that are in our public schools. So instead of moving and pushing towards a system that we know has systemically failed in so many states, we need to instead focus on sending more funding, more resources to our schools, starting again with the mental health crisis that is facing our schools. That's what's going to increase our student achievement. You know, you talk about, you know, math scores, we hear it time and again. We hear how far we are behind, but we fail to really realize why. Our kids are at crisis level. We know that 1 in 4 children in West Virginia have experienced an adverse trauma, psychological childhood trauma. And so we need to combat that with, one, smaller class sizes, 2, more autonomy in the classroom where teachers can actually teach the students on their level and be able to gauge the instruction based on that, and less testing. And those are the things, that are going to actually increase success in our public schools.
That was Jenny Craig, a special education teacher, Ohio County Education Association president, and a steering committee member for the West Virginia United Caucus. The caucus is a coalition of educators who represent a variety of unions. Craig says she plans to join a rally at the Capitol on Thursday this week that's being organized by parents, community groups, and educators. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.
And good morning. My name is Todd Freymeyer, and I am in the studio with Elena Price, our Director of Marketing, and you are listening to Morning Edition on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. We are looking for about, 6 more callers this hour. We are halfway to our goal, and we need you to give us a call at 1-800-723-4687 to help us reach that goal.
I'll say it again. West Virginia Public Broadcasting exists because of listeners like you who value the quality of news coverage enough to know that your participation is vital. Like Beverly from Mannington, Amy from Davis, Walter from Reidsville, and Amy from Cross Lanes. We've also this morning heard from Christopher from Beaver. He said that he's a sustaining member, but he's making an additional one-time donation for chocolate and because his friend Todd is on air. So Todd, well done.
Christopher, way to be.
Yeah.
I need more friends like you.
Step up, all of Todd's friends. And we've got Autumn in Huntington. And we appreciate your support so much. You make it happen. 50% of our funding comes from people just like you.
And, you know, West Virginia Public Broadcasting has been a source of news for years. The world is a complex and thoughtful. The world is complex and thoughtful. Quality journalism is more important now than ever on public radio. So however long you've been listening, your support is what makes quality public radio possible. We need you to help continue this for another year. So give now. Give now at wvpublic.org. You can also give us a call at 1-800-RADIO-87. The number again is 1-800-723-4687.
And when you do, we will thank you with, great programming and gifts you can choose when you call. West Virginia Public Broadcasting is the news source that you rely on. It's, you count on us. It's the best in the state. I'm convinced. I listen to it all the time, and not just because I work here. I came here listening to it. I came here as a supporter. Call us now at 1-800-RADIO-87.
And if you give us a call and you donate at the $12 monthly sustaining gift level, we'll give you a 1 pound box of chocolate, which is 32 pieces of assorted milk chocolate and dark chocolate flavors.
32 pieces of goodness.
32 great pieces of goodness. These are Hall's chocolates. I just had one of the chocolates just a few moments ago. It was the royal butter truffle, and it was tremendous. I can still taste it.
Yeah, I had one, and I don't know what it was because it doesn't matter. It was great.
They're all good. They're all good. So give us a call. The number is 1-800-723-4687, 1-800-RADIO-87, or go online, find out more about the chocolate, and that the website is wvpublic.org.
When you give, when you pledge by 10 p.m. tomorrow, January 30th, you will be automatically entered into a drawing for a $500 Amazon gift card. I don't know about you, but that could come in pretty handy for someone like me.
That would be handy.
You can get everything on Amazon. Pet food, food, people food, I don't know, clothes, books, everything. So a $500 Amazon gift card. Pledge by tomorrow, but why don't you go ahead and not delay and pledge today. Current sustaining members, hey, you're already entered. Give us a call at 1-800-RADIO-87 or go online to wvpublic.org.